Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last week's episode, we talked about our top 15 quarterbacks, so go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing great. Little tired, won't lie. It's been a long week, but I'm excited. I apologize for the delay. We're just schedules, man. It's been everybody knows how that is. It just gets so messed up sometimes. But we got the episode out. We're doing wide receivers, and I'm excited because this is my position, like my favorite position. I don't know about you, Bradley, but yeah, this is the position I like to do the most of.
I like receivers, but I think I like watching quarterbacks more because I've been watching like some of Bryce Young, obviously Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
but it's a fun episode. I'm excited for this episode.
That'd be controversial.
It was hard to pick the groups. It was very hard.
I feel like I have good reasoning for my thought processes, but yeah, some people may not agree.
Yeah, which, hey, controversial takes are controversial takes.
Yeah, exactly. And if y'all disagree, let us know. Like, tell us where we might be wrong. Do you want to get right into it?
Yeah, let's get right into it. You can start.
Has there been any news of anything going on right now?
No, but I did want to say before, Greg Olsen, you know how that he got cut from Fox? I was thinking he should go to CBS with, I know Jim Nance, but like maybe after Jim Nance retires or whatever.
Yeah.
Him and Tony Romo, they would cook so, like,
that would be
fun. I love listening to Tony Romo. He's probably my favorite announcer.
Yeah.
But
I guess, yeah. I feel like that's pretty much the only thing. Well, we did have some training camp stuff going on.
Yeah, Tyler Boyd is still, or not Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, that's still going on.
Yeah, of course.
Which I didn't realize he didn't sign yet.
He's not going to sign it.
Hey, New England Patriots, that's where his destination is.
I have us really low. But if we added that, I'd put us in like that 13 to 18 range. I know that's controversial, but like, come on.
I would probably have to give it a year to see what T. Higgins can do as a true wide receiver one, you know?
Probably, yeah. But still I think our depth is amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, let me get right into it. So for me at 32, I have the Chargers. Okay, I need to be heard on this one. I don't feel like it's that controversial. Yeah, Quentin Johnson sucks. Josh Palmer isn't great either. And rookie Ladd McConkey, I like Ladd, but we haven't seen anything yet. And he's had a bunch of injury rumors, so we don't know how much he's going to be on the field. And then they have depth at DJ Chark, Brendan Rice, haven't seen, fell super late. But that's about it. Like, it's just not a great group.
Yeah.
In any way, shape, form, or fashion. They lost their two number ones.
Yeah. The Chargers' wide receiver core is like a bunch of what ifs. Like, what if Ladd McConkey becomes great? What if Quentin Johnson was just a bad year, you know?
Like, what if he just needed that time to develop? Like, yeah. And for me right now, I'm not going to look at the what if. I'm looking at the right now, and they look bad.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt it was kind of controversial, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually where I had the Chargers too, because their true number one is a rookie.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, lad. I mean, they got him at a great spot, but still.
Like, yes, exactly. Lad is good. Like, we are not saying he's bad by any means. One of these teams can have a really good wide receiver one, but then after that have literally nothing on their team going for them, and so they go a little bit further down the list.
Yeah, like, for example, the Eagles, like, after A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith,
It's not great.
It's there's nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, they had Devontae Parker, but he just retired. No, Devontae Parker's a bum. I'm just kidding.
He was pretty all right for the Dolphins for a little bit.
Oh no, he was great with the Dolphins for like 2 years, and then got hurt, and then never was the same.
Yeah. And then the Patriots. I feel like there was a year where the Patriots got like a bunch of guys who had like one or two good seasons.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, especially at wide receiver.
Yes. Oh no, man, it was frustrating.
Let Juju cook this year.
Yes. No, this year's been great. Still, the reason I don't have us here or in my bottom three.
Oh wow.
Yeah, maybe that's partially controversial, I know, but I'm being a little biased and hopeful. It's a little what if, but like I don't even think it's that much of a what if. I just think the depth's a little better. Okay. No, okay, hold on. No, now that I'm looking at it on paper.
I saw you pause on the Packers. I was like, whoa.
No, sorry. I was not looking up there. I was looking somewhere completely else. Oh. I'm looking at my phone for this list right now. Ooh. No, okay. I'm going to do Bills. Bills at 31. I love Coleman, but he's a jump ball wide receiver. He's Gabe Davis's type. So, like, there's not much I've really seen upside-wise yet. Again, it's a what-if. Shakir, I don't think Shakir's that great. I think he's good. I don't think he's great. And then Curtis Samuel's kind of like a wide receiver three. So, it's not a great group. And honestly, it's very close for this team and my next team. Like, they are, like, neck and neck for me. It's super close. So, I honestly could flip-flop the two that I have. Maybe you're just stunned right now that I have the Bills at 31.
I mean, I completely understand. The Bills, they really fell off. Like, even after Stephon Diggs, there wasn't really much there.
No. I mean, they had Gabe Davis, but, like, Gabe Davis left too. So, really, what do you got? And I have a depth chart pulled up of everything, and it just does not look good. When your wide receiver four is Mac Hollins or Chase Claypool, it's not good.
Yeah, I can't believe Chase Claypool is on a team.
And somehow he's doing good, apparently, in minicamp, which proves why minicamp means nothing.
Yeah, my coworker, we were talking about Jaden Daniels because he's a big Jaden Daniels fan. I was like, he's doing really good in OTAs. And I was like, well, there's been a lot of quarterbacks that's been good in OTAs.
Yeah, everybody, all the quarterbacks besides Joe Milton have been good in OTAs.
Yeah. Which, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Consider me.
Yeah, I mean, I had it between two teams here as well. But I have the Bills as well.
Okay.
So our list is literally the same.
I thought we were going to be completely different. I thought you'd have Patriots at 32.
That, but I like the Patriots wide receivers more. Like, I trust the Patriots more receivers more than the Chargers and Bills.
I still trust us more than a couple other teams. Better left.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which is a little, I just like our depth. Like, our depth is so much better than, like, the teams I have us ranked over. It's, like, none of our guys are, like, amazing, but the depth is so much better.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
But Oh, sorry. But after this, I get a little more controversial.
Appreciate it.
So, I don't think our lists are going to be the same after this one.
Just let me finish my Patriots thought, because they're not next. But my reasoning is, our wide receiver 4, 5, and 6, one's a rookie, of course, but Juju and Osborne were both wide receiver twos and threes at one point in time. And, like, they're our wide receiver four, and I don't think they're bad, like, really bad, but they're solid players. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's fine. My next one actually is for the same reasoning, and it's controversial, of course. Maybe not. Not probably not. I have the Giants.
Yeah.
I have the Giants here at 30. Yeah, 30. Yes. Malik Nabers, I think Malik Nabers is great. Okay. Darius Slayton gets hurt a lot. I think that's him. I might be getting him mixed up. Darius Slayton gets hurt a lot. Wandale Robinson is completely underrated, but hasn't had the chance to show it. And then Jalin Hyatt sucks. So, really, like, past Malik Nabers and maybe Slayton and Robinson, it's like, it's a good group, but we haven't gotten to see it yet. And so it's a major what if, I feel like. Because with Wandale, yeah, we really haven't gotten to see him with a quarterback. Nabers is a rookie. Slayton is the one that gets hurt, right?
Yeah, I think he was hurt this year. I'm pretty sure he was hurt this year.
Okay. It's either it's him or it's let me see.
Yeah, Slayton was hurt this year, actually.
Yeah, he was.
I want to see how many games he played. Yeah, he had 50 receptions. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wow.
He actually had a solid year.
Yeah. Like, this was his best year.
Yeah.
But he went through, like, 17 quarterbacks.
I'm thinking of their other wide receiver that's gone now.
I
don't even remember anymore. He's off the team.
Yeah.
I will say, him and Bourne are probably about the same on my lists, if I had to say. I just think if Bourne had his full year, he probably would have outperformed.
Yeah, I like Bourne more.
So, and Wandale, I would take. It's just depth, really. Like, that's the only thing saving the Patriots right now for me. Like, putting him a little higher, and I'm biased. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I kind of have a crazy take here.
I'm ready to hear it.
Well, actually, after this team. After this team.
Okay, after this team.
After this team. I have the Patriots here.
That's fair. I completely understand it. You're going to have the Giants over whatever team is controversial here?
I like the Nabers.
Okay. You see, you're not doing the what. Like, you're going less what ifs. Like, you don't care as much.
Ooh, no, no. Yeah, I'm going little less on the, like, the what if, like, these guys are, like, stars. Like, I see Malik Nabers as a superstar in this league. Like, I think he's at...
Yeah.
Like, I think he could be in the... I think he could be a top three receiver in this league.
Eventually, definitely. Yeah, I could see it.
With Odunze. Like, Odunze... Yeah. Like, Harrison... Odunze and Nabers are, like, three guys that, like, they're going to be, like, the Jefferson and the Hill.
They're going to be, like, that level of good, yeah. No, I completely agree.
But the Patriots, it is kind of what if. They added definitely some core pieces at wide receiver. Polk was a good pickup in the draft. I think that was a really good pickup from him. I know you liked it.
Loved that pick. I walked around my room, walked around the entertainment room we have, like, just dancing about, like, yes, I was so right.
Yes, because you were like, even weeks before the draft, you're like, dude, I love this guy.
I'm like, Patriots are picking him at 34, I promise.
Yeah, and...
picked him at 37, but yeah, still.
They're just core three is kind of shaky in my eyes.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, right now it's Polk, Bourne, Douglas as, like, the top three, and then Baker, Osborne, and Juju.
Yeah, those guys haven't shown much, though. Juju,
yeah,
he had a wide receiver one, and he had 1,000 yards because he had Antonio Brown at. So, yeah, Bourne, I think I want to see that next step from Bourne.
But I do want to see the next step.
Yeah. So, it's definitely there.
Osborne has had solid, consistent seasons of, like, 500 yards, which he's good on tape. His tape looks a lot better than his stats do.
Yeah.
You make a great point, though. So, I'm actually, like, I'm going to stop being biased. I'm just going to slip the Patriots right in before the Giants because I'm going to stop going off the what-ifs. Like, right now, I'd put us about here.
Ooh. It's fair to go off what ifs because it's like
I'll just do us right. I'll do this because I couldn't do it, but in front of the next team, I couldn't do it because I know someone would get mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so 29 is where I have the Patriots at.
Patriots at 29, that is fair. My hot take is after this team, it is the Giants here. Okay. It's somewhat what if with Neighbors, but I think Neighbors will. I think I'm calling it right now. I think Jones will have a good year this year. I think Daniel Jones will have a good year.
I can see.
Or a next step year where he like shows like a bunch of flashes and. If that offensive line can't stay healthy, I think their offensive line is a bit better than what it showed this year because
it was.
They couldn't stay healthy.
No. They couldn't stay healthy. They had backup quarterbacks in who have poor pocket presence.
Yeah, and I think the Giants wide receiver core just wasn't able to show this year.
No, definitely not.
With four quarterbacks, how can you?
No. Which I will say Hyatt, I'm gonna give him a second chance, but he just looked like crap. So
yeah.
Like on Thornton, just complete and utter bad.
Jalen Hyatt, Tennessee's scheme is phenomenal. So they play a lot of quick ball and get up to the line of scrimmage snap and they threw a lot of slants, so Jalen Hyatt had speed. He could, and I don't think they're
just over the top though. Like yeah, I think it was like over the 11 of his like 13, 14 touchdowns just came in free open play.
Yes, it was just very easy touchdowns.
Yeah. Easy touchdown game. Here. I'm not going to be that controversial. I don't think I'm that controversial. Maybe slightly controversial. I have the Falcons.
Oh, okay.
Outside of London, I don't like it at all. Like, I do not like their depth. I like nothing about it. I'm not a fan of anything they have. Rondale Moore, I'm not a big fan. Mooney, I'm not a big fan. Drake London's great. Kyle Pitts is great, but he's not a wide receiver, so we don't count him. I just think outside of London, it sucks.
Yeah, but and London hasn't taken that.
No, but he's had Ritter
step.
And Heinicke.
Yeah.
So, give him a real quarterback with Kirk Cousins or Penix or whatever ends up happening. I don't even know.
I think some of these wide receiver cores are so low because of quarterback play.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it is. I think by the end of the year, all of these teams will end up higher than probably somebody on this list. Especially like these three, I think will end up higher. Bills definitely will probably, they'll probably all move up one and one team's going to end up at the bottom. But
yeah.
For the people watching on YouTube, you can see what team I just pointed to, but everybody else, I'm not going to say that on live. So if you go back and look at it, you'll see what team I'm talking about. But yeah, I'm not a fan of the Falcons. I also, I don't know why. Maybe I've noticed before, but it's an F. I don't, I just never really paid attention, I
guess.
Yeah,
there. Yeah. Here, I have the Jaguars.
What? Brother, what?
I like Brian Thomas. I do. Gabe Davis. Wait, oh my gosh. Never mind. Take them off the list. I forgot about Christian Kirk. Thank oh my
you.
Gosh.
I forgive you.
Oh my gosh.
I figured you did. I was like, Christian Kirk.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm not a big Christian Kirk fan, but he's a top 32 wide receiver, buddy.
No, no. Okay. Oh, I was man, making this list and I was like, oh.
You would be.
I thought I was like cooking with a hot take here and I was like, oh, I'm going to cook. And then I was like, oh my gosh, Christian Kirk. I just realized Christian Kirk. Well. Here I have the Commanders. Sorry.
You're fine. Where are they
going? Whenever you're talking about the Falcons, they did not. They do. I like their pieces more than the Commanders. Terry McLaurin, he's a dog, but really after that, there's not much. They lost Curtis Samuel. You know, I'm low on Jaden Daniels. I'm low on the Commanders in general.
Hey, I'm with
you. And their pieces there at wide receiver is scary. And I'm for Jaden Daniels fans, I think it won't pay off.
I think, okay.
Dotson
falls into that rare breed of the same thing as like Shakir, Douglas, like those short wide receivers that can make some plays. He falls into that crowd. And I just don't think he got to show it with Howell this past year.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen, it's just not, I'm not a big fan of. And I like the Falcons pieces a bit more than the Commanders pieces.
Yeah. I'm in the same boat, actually. Frankly, I think they were probably my next. I think they actually are my next team. Yeah, I'm gonna have them next. They're gonna be right there. So what? 32, 31, 30, 29, 28, 27. 27 ends up being where I have Washington. Kind of the same reasons. I like them just a little bit more than them. More than the Falcons. It's not by much. I just think the depth is just better. I think Terry's better than London. Dotson is my opinion, I think, can be better than Mooney. And then Luke McCaffrey's wide receiver 3, and I don't know who Falcons is wide receiver 3. Rondale Moore, that's about the same. Still a rookie, but still.
Yeah. Darnell Mooney, he is really good. And what year was it that he had 1,000 yards? I think 21.
I don't know. He was force-fed, I feel like, though, wasn't he? Because I think he was, like, the only target they really had.
But still, 1,000 yards.
Sure.
Like, 1,000 yards is 1,000 yards. Like, yeah, he was. Was that with Mitchell Trubisky, was it? No, Fields. Fields.
Yeah, I think it was Fields. I think it was Fields, like, for
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I like Darnell Mooney more.
I'm just not a Mooney fan, I guess. I've never been that big of a Mooney fan. No, when he cooked Ramsey, I was a big fan. But everything else, I just didn't like.
Yeah, I think Kirk Cousins will cook with
if
Darnell Mooney.
I think he can turn it around for sure this year. I'm a bigger Dotson fan. I've always been a Dotson fan. So I just had to put him above. Which, thinking about it, Dotson being a first-round pick is still the craziest thing to me.
Yeah, I didn't watch his film in college.
He was good. It just wasn't first. It was a second-round guy. Like, I thought he'd be, like, top of day two.
What pick was he? Was he, like,
pick 22. Wait. Hold on. No, I'm being lied to. Pick 16.
16, yeah.
22
yeah.
was the year I was looking at the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, on to I have the Falcons next.
Okay. So we were kind of very close.
Cause yeah, it was peace. It was Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing the Jaguars now have threw me off. Because I can't believe I like Christian Kirk a lot.
Do I need to send it to you?
Maybe. Because Christian, yeah, I can't believe that.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, I got the Jaguars, and my jaw dropped to the floor. I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought, like, Brian Thomas was their wide receiver one. I don't know where I thought like, Christian Rose. Kirk just magically, like, he just magically disappeared. But yeah, the Falcons, if, yeah. Really, I nearly wanted to put, like, Kyle Pitts there, like, save Kyle Pitts as somewhat of a wide receiver.
He is, but he.
Two. But, yeah, yeah, but like, I was like, oh, that's not a good. I can't say that.
Later.
So, yeah.
For me here. Ooh, hold on. Let me look at the list. I sent it to you, by the way. Did you get it?
Oh, you did.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. You're coming up. The Steelers are coming up. I'm just deciding when.
Yeah, I fear so.
How do you feel about Van Jefferson, Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin?
Van Jefferson, eh. Roman Wilson, yeah. Yeah. Calvin Austin, I think he could be a. I like Calvin Austin. Okay. I do.
Okay. I just don't want you getting offended when I put them here.
Oh, no. Completely valid.
I was debating between you and Denver. If I'm being.
Yeah, Denver. Yeah.
I think Denver's is just slightly better. Just like very little.
Yeah, and Troy Franklin and Bo Nix connection.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Sutton.
That might work.
Marvin Mims, Troy Franklin as your top four looks a little bit better than what the Steelers got at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm putting the Steelers right here at, what is it? I don't even know. That's 30, 29. 26.
27, 26.
Steelers here at 26. I don't think they're bad. I think Pickens is great. I just think there's a lot of teams with better groups right now. There's nothing wrong with their
group. And
it's just there's a lot better depth in the league.
And Pickens is a one-dimensional guy so far.
He's a dog. You really
do. Yeah, he is.
I think if Roman Wilson ends up turning out, I could put them above Denver. But right now, I just don't know. So. Yeah, that's where I'm gonna have y'all go.
Yeah.
Ooh, I forgot about the team.
Yeah.
Tracy.
And sadly, this is
this is where you have y'all too.
I was thinking of putting the Cardinals here.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh man, I forgot about the Cardinals.
And actually. Yeah, I think I'm putting the Cardinals here.
I don't hate it. They were coming up.
Because Marvin Harrison obviously is a great player.
Yeah, he's going to be top five.
We talked about.
He's going to be top five.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say next year.
Yeah. But it's just what if, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Like if Marvin Harrison goes down.
Michael Wilson.
Yeah, back to square one.
Yeah, which I'd say I actually do like Michael Wilson, but past Michael Wilson, it's Zay Jones and Greg Dortch. That's not good.
Yeah, it's just, no. It's just
also,
bad, yeah.
It is a crime that they gave Zach Pascal number zero. Like, you cannot give
who
that
number zero?
Level of mid to Zach Pascal.
Oh, yeah, just because of the how it looks. Yeah. I was like, hold up, is there like a Cardinals player that I can't think of that wore number zero? But then I realized, oh, wait, it's a cool. Yeah. Like, it looks tough. Yeah, it's just, I think the Steelers have better depth than the Cardinals in my eyes. If their number one goes down.
Yeah. I mean, so. Honestly, for me, I don't agree, but like it's very close.
Yeah. It just depends on how you feel about the players.
It's really Roman Wilson. Like how Roman Wilson is going to be.
Yeah.
If he fills that Deontay Johnson role, then sure. But yeah, I'm actually going to go Cardinals here. This is where I ended up putting them. So I was just right, like we were pretty much right there. Kind of the same reasons. I just like them just slightly better.
Yeah.
I don't have much reason on this one. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, we've kind of already talked about the Steelers and like comparing the two.
Yeah. So it's like I already kind of got my thoughts on it.
Yeah, we said our thoughts. I can't go in much higher with the Steelers. So the Steelers obviously here are here.
Yeah, like it's fair. So you got the Steelers here.
Yeah,
it's I hate putting our team so low, but
no, but it's just like it's
true.
It's falling off, and like I thought after the Steelers traded Deontay Johnson, that was like, oh, we're definitely gonna go get a receiver one. Yeah.
Like, go get Ayuk or something and pay him $30 million a year like he wants.
Yeah.
That's.
But we aren't.
Nope.
I'm curious if the 49ers will start with Brandon Ayuk.
They probably will.
And Debo. No.
I think they'll get him this year, but he's probably gone after the year's over. Let me look at this. I forgot about a team, so I'm trying to fix it. You. Actually, hold on. Okay. Saints. I got Saints here. The depth behind Olave is awful.
It is bad.
It's so bad. I didn't even think of it. I honestly...
We could...
I gotta go
like... We could put them... Yeah.
I gotta go like... No, I can't even. It's just gonna go like... Right here. No. Right here. So the Saints are... I'm actually going to put in between the Falcons and Washington. I just looked at it. It is a lot worse than I thought it was. I forgot Michael Thomas was gone. I forgot a lot of stuff was gone. And so that just kind of bumped them.
Yeah, and Derek Carr, you're starting quarterback,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, did you forget about him, too? No.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel a
little... Well, I didn't... Yeah, I just didn't know how bad the pieces were, truly.
So, Chargers 32, Bills 31, Giants 30, Patriots 29, Falcons 28, Saints 27, Washington 26, Steelers 25, Cardinals 24 for me right now. So, where do you want to put them for you?
I'm putting them... I'm putting them behind the Cardinals.
Behind the Cardinals? That's fair.
Yeah, the reason I have the Commanders so lower is because Terry McLaurin is 28, 29.
Fair.
He's up there in age. And it's just the pieces. I like Chris Olave a bit more than Terry McLaurin. I don't know how hot of a take that is.
No, I do have Chris Olave rated higher, but that's just because quarterback play. I think Terry's just been done dirty. I think Olave's had better quarterback play, even though who he's had hasn't been great.
Yeah, the Commanders have not had a relevant quarterback since. Yeah. And I was trying to gaslight myself into thinking I liked Sam Howell.
You and me both.
But it's so hard.
No,
it's just like.
It's so bad. Oh,
Sam Howell. Same with Ritter. Last year, I was.
No, Ritter. I swear.
I was.
So off topic, but. Apparently, Madden thinks Ritter is Tom Brady. Have you seen that?
No. No, why?
You've never done a Madden franchise. So when you go do a Madden franchise and you sim it through, the Falcons usually end up in the playoffs, like 15-2. Ritter has like an almost MVP caliber year every year, and it's ridiculous.
I've done a franchise with the Falcons, and like I tend to trade Desmond Ritter or like just keep him as depth.
Fair.
And it's just like I played a season with Desmond Ritter, and it was so bad.
Oh, it's horrible.
But
sorry, I'm just trying to figure out my next spot. So we're doing till 17, by the way. Because I had my math off last time, and that's why I was so messed up about it. I'm putting the Ravens here. I like my next team. I had them rated so low, and then I realized their depth is so much better than a lot of these teams. But I just don't like the Falcons. They're not the Falcons. The Ravens' depth outside of Zay, and like I like how they got Devontae Walker. I like Rashad Bateman. I don't like Al Aguilar at all. I'm not a Wallace fan. I'm not a Hardy fan either. So I'm not a big fan of their whole crew. Outside of Zay. And I still think Zay has a lot to work on. So.
Yeah, I like Kendrick Bourne. Or Bateman. Yeah, Bateman. I like Bateman. I like Flowers. Aguilar, eh.
Oh, no. You know how I feel about Aguilar.
God. Yeah, I was about to say, like, oh, I know man. How much you love
that was
Aguilar.
Awful. Nelson Aguilar, Devontae Parker, and Juju Smith-Schuster, all Patriots wide receivers for Mac Jones.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, just something with the Patriots and old
washed up wide receivers.
Not old, but like just kinda washed receivers.
Yeah, they're kind of old.
Yeah.
Dude, like that's just thinking about that. We really did Mac dirty. He was never going to do great, but we did him so dirty.
Yeah. I'm debating here.
I had to.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with it.
What you thinking?
I'm going with the Broncos.
Broncos. That's totally fair. They were coming.
Yeah.
They were next for me.
Sutton just can't stay healthy. Yeah. And just after that, Reynolds.
Solid.
Mims.
Solid.
Franklin.
I think can be solid.
But I like the Ravens.
Oh no!
More.
Like it's very close. Like I was slipping.
Like I'm not saying like these guys are like horrendous. No. Like, they're not where the Bills are, but like still, the Ravens just get more production from their wide receivers.
Yeah,
and man, quarterback play does play a factor majorly. But Reynolds. He dropped a lot of passes this year with the Lions, though. Like, it was bad. I wish I could find his drops, but yeah, it was bad. I like the Ravens more. They have a lot more potential. Like Bateman.
Yeah.
And Zay Flowers.
He had a 4% drop rate this year.
Yeah.
He only dropped 3 passes.
He only dropped 3 passes?
Yeah.
I swear I saw more.
I think it might have been, you might be having Williams added in there too, because Williams dropped a few.
Yeah.
Which?
A lot of teams had drop issues this year.
But. It was actually probably one of the worst it's been. Sorry.
Yeah, know. Like the Bucks. Oh my. Bucks in the playoffs.
Felt bad for Baker. like Mike Evans like decided to turn into like I don't know, Vontae Parker, I guess.
Yeah. Broncos should have, or the Bucks should have beat the Eagles by more, oh, yeah. I fear.
I'm just gonna go into my next one. I have the Broncos. Just kind of the same reasoning. Like I just like Ravens probably have a little more potential. I just think the Broncos have a little bit more right now. And I'm less on the what ifs right now. So I just have the Broncos. I do actually want to say the Ravens have drafted 3 wide receivers I have fallen in love with in each draft cycle of that year, and it's really made me mad because it's the Ravens, and I don't like seeing them do good because it's the Ravens.
Yeah.
Lamar is fine, but, like, no. It's frustrating for me because I loved DeVontez Walker, you remember. Bateman was the first wide receiver I ever scouted. Walker. And Zay Flowers was my wide receiver, too, for that year. And, in 2023, so
yeah, it's rough, and that's why I put the Ravens higher on than the Broncos, right? Because of Walker. Tez Walker, I really like. I think he could get very high production this year.
Oh yeah, I think he'll fill the OBJ role eventually.
Yeah, like. And you have Lamar back there. Exactly. Like, he will elevate their games a lot.
He's definitely going to help them.
Yeah. I just like their 3 more than the Broncos 3.
Yeah, and for me, I like the Ravens 3 just as much, but then the Broncos number 4 is what puts them over. For me, at least. Like, that's just, like, that little factor. Oh, crap.
Yeah, the thing is with me is Courtland Sutton, dude, like, if he could stay healthy.
Oh, I know. If he could stay healthy, just, they would easily be right. Like, easily.
Yeah, they'd be higher.
Dude, yeah. I am stuck. Because the teams left, like, I'm looking at depth, and, like, not saying I'm putting the Lions here, but, like, for example, Lions, Amon-Ra St. Brown. Nobody good after that, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, him alone, he's, like, a top 10 wide receiver, so he boosts his core up.
Yeah, and then you could look at the Chiefs, and then, like...
I like the Chiefs' wide receiver core right now, though. That's the issue.
Well, okay, I'm not including Rashee Rice.
I am, because there's nothing that's happened yet. I think something will, but it hasn't yet.
Yeah, that's... That is fair. I can't just assume. Yeah.
Sorry. And I love Carolina's wide receiver core right now, actually. So it's like...
I thought I was going to place them a bit lower than I have them, but...
A lot of these left actually are kind of nice. Oh, man. Dang. This is getting rough. I didn't realize how, like, I had a basic list, but now that I'm, like, looking back at, like, depth, it is a lot harder than it looks now. I might just have to put Carolina. No, because their core is actually good. Like, Deontay Johnson, Xavier Leggett, Adam Thielen. Okay, I gotta do it. Like, they're just not better. I'm putting the Panthers. I have the Panthers here at. Did I do? Oh, I can't do math. Oh, it's fine. I have the Panthers here at. 20. Yeah, it's 20. Yeah, that's 20. That's 21. Just kidding. Yeah. 21. Panthers here at 21.
Yeah.
I like it, though. Like, I love the Panthers wide receiver core. I think Deontay Johnson's great. I know you don't like him, but I think he's a good wide receiver. I think Xavier Leggett can be great. I think Adam Thielen, even though he's 34 years old, was still a target monster last year and was
helpful. He was, yeah.
I'm still a Mingo fan. I'm still a Terrence Marshall fan. Gosh, that does not look good on me. But I'm still a fan of their team. I think it's just slightly better than the Broncos. It's very close. I just think Deontay Johnson's better than Sutton, and that just kind of puts it over.
Yeah, and he can stay healthy. Exactly. And Deontay Johnson, I do like as a football player, but his locker room presence, like the amount of times I've seen something or like where he just doesn't play hard on a play because he's not blocking or something along the lines of that, it's just like, oh.
Like, why are you the way you are?
Yeah, like, why are you doing this to yourself? Yeah.
Completely fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fear that I have the Panthers here as well.
It's fair. It's a good spot. It's not like they're bad. I think they can higher.
But. I think too, and I was going to put them higher. But it was like, it's like these other teams just like the Packers, for example, they don't have a true number one yet, but they have good depth. They have,
like, I'd say the best depth in the league.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's been like, keeping closer to the top 10 than anybody else for me.
Yeah. Like having good depth is important, yes, clearly. Yes,
it's completely important.
With the Packers. But yeah, Deontay Johnson's route running is phenomenal. Leggett, and I like Leggett where he went. Yeah. I think he can be that jump ball presence that Deontay Johnson isn't. So
he can be that jump ball or the inside guy because he excels on inside throws. Like on a slant. Like, I think you've seen the play. Right? He just gets that quick slant and it's just gone, like, 80 yards to the end zone. Yeah. He's got what they need. Completely agree with you, though. Shoot. I had somebody I was going to put down. I might just do it. I don't know. Oh, man. Okay, it's close. I think I'm going to put the Jets here. I'm not a Mike Williams fan. You know that. I'm a Garrett Wilson fan. I'm a Malachi Corley fan. But you got a rookie, and then Garrett Wilson, who's great. But everybody else just isn't yet. So I have the Jets here at 20. I don't have much to say other than Garrett Wilson's great. Nobody else has shown it. And that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, the Jets is a little bit of what ifs too.
It is. It's honestly for what's sure. Keeping them high on the list is Garrett Wilson though. Like I think Garrett Wilson is probably one of the most underrated wide receivers at this point.
Yes, he just does not get talked about enough.
No. I could throw him.
There was a play.
Any team outside of maybe like 5, not 10. I'd say about 10 teams. He'd be wide receiver 1 on every team except about 10.
Yeah. Like, there was a play where he, like, bobbled a pass and got his feet in bounds.
Incredible.
It was just incredible. Like, his vision is just something crazy.
Was it against the Bills?
Or
am I thinking of a different play that he did something crazy on?
I don't know who it was against, but I remember it was, like, in the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, I think it was the Bills then. He, like, bobbled it to himself and caught it.
Yeah.
He's so good. Like, he's what's keeping them a little higher on this list. Frankly, if they didn't have him, or if he wasn't as good as he was, they'd probably be sitting where the Cardinals are. So, I like Garrett Wilson, though. I'm sure you're a bigger Mike Williams fan than I am at this point in his career. I just think Mike Williams is done.
Yeah, I am a bigger Mike Williams fan. Here, I'm going to put the Lions.
The Lions. See, I'm getting close. I am getting close to where I feel comfortable.
Because St. Brown, phenomenal. Depth after that, what is
bottom
there?
Bottom two in the league, I'd say.
Yeah, like Williams truly.
Looks great in camp. Cool. Hasn't shown out on the field yet, so.
Yeah, like That could be a big problem for the Lions this year. It could be a big problem for them. Unless Jameson Williams just pops out of nowhere. I fear that the Lions are bottom.
Yeah.
But
I will say the Lions did great on fixing that defense, but like you let your wide receiver core go, in my opinion. And like it's gonna cost.
Yeah, and I like Corley and Williams more than what the Lions have right now.
See, and I understand that completely. I just think Amon-Ra is like that. I think he's like wide receiver 6 in the league right now. About wide receiver 6. Garrett Wilson's like wide receiver.
But where would you put Wilson?
Right now, just based on how he is, and I'm blaming quarterback play a little bit, I'd probably put him at like 13.
Okay, that's fair. That's around where I was thinking too.
13, 14.
Yeah. Williams compared to
Williams compared to Williams.
Yeah. Who would you rather have?
Williams.
I'd rather have Williams. Sorry.
I was with you on that joke. I have the Lions next, though, so I couldn't get them much further. Much of a push. So what are they at? They're 19, I think, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I have them at 19. I think Amon-Ra, like we said, Amon-Ra is great. Everybody else, not so much. Like, it's just not good. Yeah. Like, I don't know why they haven't picked anybody up yet. Is there anybody available left?
Michael Thomas.
Sure, bring in Michael Thomas. He's better than nothing.
Yeah, like, why not? I don't know. There's a lot of guys in free agency that I'm like, why not bring these guys in? OBJ. What do you have to lose? OBJ signed with the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oops.
Because he really thinks he's going to get a ring with that team.
Funny. Not happening.
Yeah. You got your one ring. I fear it might be time for retirement.
Yeah, no, exactly. Let me see. I'm trying to look it up, see if there's any wide receivers available. Hunter Renfrow, Michael Thomas, Russell Gage, Mecole Hardman. Oh, this sucks. Oh, Sterling Shepard. That's who I was thinking of earlier when we were talking about injured.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Nah, there's like nobody left. Okay, never mind. Maybe trade for somebody then. T. Higgins. Wow.
That would be nice.
Healthy.
This next spot is difficult.
It is. I had two teams. Well, even right here, like these three teams were rough for me.
Yeah, like I'm kind of thinking of the Rams, but because I kind of fear that Cooper Kupp had that 1 year, and
I think he's towards you think he's towards the end.
Yeah,
I understand that.
I fear he might be.
I mean, there's like they're definitely coming up on my board.
The Bucks are up there.
The Raiders.
I like Myers, though.
I do, too. I miss him so much. If we still had him, I could put his higher. Yeah, dude. We wouldn't have had
to... Did Myers have 1,000 yards this year?
No. He got a concussion.
He had, like, 13 touchdowns or something
he
like that.
He had
7
touchdowns.
Yeah. Like, every time I was watching a Raiders game, touchdown. No, yeah. My fault. I'll stop talking about
you're making me depressed.
Myers, no.
I'm over here like Hartman, bro. He's averaging like eight touchdowns and 800 yards this past year, and he also got hurt.
Yeah, Zane's having war flashbacks
right
now. Oh,
like freaking Bill Belichick deciding to pick. deciding to pick Juju over Jacoby Myers is the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard.
Bill probably thought, look at his 1,000-yard season.
Yeah, look, he won a Super Bowl ring. We should bring him in. Should have brought in the winning culture.
He had Patrick Mahomes at quarterback, but he really performed. Especially in Pittsburgh, he really performed well.
Exactly.
It's like, well, who was wide receiver one in Pittsburgh?
The guy that we had a game with.
Yeah, that legit dipped. He said, peace. Yeah,
we caught him the week after.
Oh.
It's a tough list.
Yeah. Those are great groups. I'm putting the Raiders.
It's honestly, it's so close between these next couple.
Yeah, because it's kind of down to the Rams and Raiders.
For me, right now, that's left. It's like Rams, Raiders, Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah, are up there. But Chiefs have young, talented receivers.
Potentially talented.
I mean, Rice had a good year this year.
Already got
Hollywood
hurt,
Brown,
and already he's dropping passes. My prophecy is.
Wait, did he already get hurt?
He already pulled his hamstring.
Wait, I thought he got. Oh yeah, wasn't that at the combine?
He pulled his hammy at the combine, and he already re-pulled it again at practice.
Oh, he re-pulled it. Oh my!
I'm done. Like I'm already on the anti-worthy train, but like, dude, you're already getting hurt this early? No, red flag.
Yeah, the Raiders are this low because Devontae Adams is close to ending his career. I like Myers. And then they have Gallup, Guyton, and Tucker.
It's not terrible. Like it's honestly like I'd take it.
It's not bad.
Devonta Adams.
Yeah, like it's still
QB. Like this could be a little better, but they don't. I think QB play is going to play into this season, but I still think this is a fair spot for him.
Yeah. Yeah, Devonta Adams is still great, but he's slowing down.
I think he will start to slow down soon, yeah. Ooh, I can't. I refuse. I'm putting the Chiefs. I refuse to put the Chiefs. I can't have Devonta Adams' wide receiver core below the Chiefs with Rashee Rice. I refuse to let it happen. For myself,
I thought you weren't included. I thought you weren't thinking Rashee Rice
wasn't playing. I have him playing. I'm assuming he's playing.
I think
Adams is better, and then I think Myers is better than Brown, and I think Worthy is a rookie, so I'm just not including him in my list. In my head right now. So that's kind of my reasoning. I like the route running more of the Raiders than I do with what the Chiefs have. I think actually with Rashee Rice, by the way, bringing back up Madden, Rashee Rice always ends up being the next Devontae Adams in Madden. It's really frustrating. There's always that. I think Rice is good. If he fixes everything around, sure. I think their core can end up being better, but I just don't have it better right now. I have the Chiefs here at 18.
Yeah. I fear that I have the Chiefs here as well. I was kind of thinking of the Cowboys, but CeeDee Lamb.
He's top three. I will say that now.
And Brandon Cooks is just... He's always there.
He's mid, passes. But like he's always there.
And I was thinking of the Colts too.
No, the Colts is so stacked. Pittman, Mitchell, Downs. That's so good. Like it's so frustrating.
Yeah. But after that they have Pierce.
Gold. Well, Pierce is solid, too.
No, Pierce is solid.
So, like, you really just sound like a great group. I couldn't put them this. They might not even be today. I don't even think they will be today. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm putting the Chiefs.
Your reasoning's valid, completely. I'm gonna go ahead and do the Raiders. Where'd they go? There. Like Raiders. Actually, Raiders ends out today. So.
Yeah,
Raiders will end out today. Unless, like, what time are we at?
Now.
Okay, yeah. So we won't keep y'all till 2 hours for the rest of it. Raiders, Devonta, it's Devonta Adams. Like, I feel like that's all I gotta say. It's Devonta Adams. Like, come on.
Yeah, like, if you put Devonta Adams on the Chiefs.
He's definitely gonna do better than anybody the Chiefs have right now. And same with Jacoby Myers. You know? So it's just like. I mean, I think I'm a little biased, but like you had Aiden O'Connell this past year throwing him the ball, and he still had 8 touchdowns and 800 yards. Come on now. I like the route running. I like a lot of their technique a lot better than what the Chiefs have. It's really close, depth wise. I think the Chiefs rank surprisingly better now. I remember last year I would have put them bottom three, and now I'm putting them towards the top half. I'm putting them at 18. So, just shows what one offseason can do for a team's wide receiver core.
Yeah, and Devonta Adams got injured this year.
That was probably the Patriots' fault. Jabril Peppers going boom. Still think that's my favorite play from this past season.
This is where it gets tough. This is where, this is where it really truly gets tough. I can't say that.
What are you about to say?
Colts, I can't put the Colts that,
Looking at the teams, like, there's a lot of good cores left. Tomorrow's going to be... Next episode's going to be interesting.
I think I'm going to... put the Rams.
I can understand it. I do... Will, what is it doing? I will,
at 33.
Yeah, at 33. I will say... they were coming up for me, so I understand it. So, they were close.
Puka, like, gotta see another year. Had a great year. I think he can repeat this year. But now I'm, like, a little scared because we haven't seen much from Cooper Kupp since he had that 1 year.
I mean, I still think he had a solid year. Did he not?
No. He did. But, like, I'm saying, like, to that level.
Because he hasn't had a two. Yeah, because he hasn't. Has he finished a year? Cup, you good?
Has he finished a year?
2022 and 2023, he didn't have over 13 games. So he hasn't finished a year. Well, he's.
Yeah, ever since then.
He's gotten hurt.
800 yards, 700.
Which, 12 games, 9 games. It's just injuries.
Yeah, it's just funny to see, like, you just looking through Cooper Kupp's stats, and then it's like 1,900 yards, 16 touchdowns.
Oh, man. Him in fantasy that year was something else. Ethan had him. He got him in, like, round 4.
Oh, that's...
And just went nuts.
Yeah, and he went really high off the board after...
the next year?
People started regretting that one.
I did not overreact. So, I'm not one of those, at least.
No.
I'm looking at tomorrow. Or not. I keep saying tomorrow. I'm looking at the next one, and dude, there's going to be some controversy for sure.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
There will be. No, I am too, because... I think we'll get more.
There's going to be more to talk about. They're the better team. I know we said that with the TDs too. I appreciate anybody who's listened to the full thing for this episode, because I know it's the less complex group, I feel like. Maybe a little bit of controversy. Hopefully, let us know. Maybe we're being dumb. Maybe we're not. And maybe we need to do a video on like some of the reasons for these. I don't know. Maybe we'll make a TikTok on it. Go check out our TikTok. If y'all haven't already.
We're trying
to get there. It's just been busy. But yeah, I feel like there's not much else to talk about. So I feel like we can wrap it up there for the day. You got any more thoughts?
No. I was trying to think of NFL news recently.
There's been nothing.
Pittsburgh's hosting the 2026 draft.
That's about it. We'd probably go to that.
It means nothing to me.
Yeah, but when you draft Arch Manning first overall.
Okay, now. Whenever we have the 32nd overall pick, after going back to back Super Bowl wins. Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay, Kansas City.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Justin Fields and Russell Wilson.
I understand it.
I'm like trying to gas up myself, like I'm sitting there watching them.
That with Mac. It's not worth it.
There's a lot of inconsistency in Justin Fields' game.
I did that with Mac. I noticed that with Mac too. It's not worth it. It's not worth gaslighting yourself into.
Yeah, like
I promise.
Yeah, Fields will like. I think I was watching the Bears and Broncos game. No, it was the Chiefs game actually. And he missed a throw, and then he ran right through the middle and like picked up 20 yards. And I was like, "Well, Justin Fields,
yeah, just that's Justin Fields right there." Pretty much sums him up.
Yeah.
I feel like that's where we're gonna wrap it up. So before we start rambling on about whatever, you know. So I just want to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, especially with this episode, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.